Welcome to Energy Stew. This is Peter Roth, your host. And how are you doing? Maybe you'd like to know more about how you're doing. And the best way to find out outside of your own consciousness is perhaps the consciousness of others. How about others who are really good at tuning in and learning from their own tuning in about you and how to help you? And so to do that, we're going to talk with the author of a book called The Difference Between Pain and Suffering. And that's to help us understand our journey better. And she's a wonderful medical intuitive. Her name is Catherine Carrigan. Catherine, welcome to Energy Stew.
Oh, Peter, thank you so much for listening and for having me on your show. And everybody, thank you out there for listening. And my prayer is that this show gives you great information that will uplift you and inspire you so that you can get out of pain and relieve suffering more quickly.
Well, one thing I really love about your book is that there's so much help in it. It's loaded with information about juicing, about the proper exercises to do, movements, body movements, and so many other things. And we'll talk about a lot of what you have to say and teach and help us understand. So let's start off talking about the difference between pain and suffering, because that gets to the quick, I think, of what we're dealing with.
Well, I first have to start with a story, because, you know, we all love stories. And like Peter, I live my life intuitively. And one day I was driving down the road like we do. It was a long, boring drive. And my guidance said, you need to write an article about the difference between pain and suffering. So I said, okay, fine, no problem. When I got back to my computer, I whipped out this article in about 30 minutes. I didn't think anything of it because to me, I already understand this stuff and I thought everybody else does also. Well, it turned out that somebody reads that article literally every day of my life. And what I realized is that there are a lot of people really wanting to understand the difference. What is pain? What is suffering? So here's the long and the short of it. Pain is your physical experience. And as the old saying goes, pain is inevitable, suffering is optional. So pain is your physical. It's the ache in your elbow. It's you stub your toe. Now suffering is your emotional experience. Now when I do a medical intuitive reading, I have a particular way that I see you, a person. You have a physical body. Really have an idea of what that is. You have an energy body. Your energy body includes the chakras, the acupuncture meridians, and your breath. You have an emotional body, and emotions can shut down literally any physiological process, any part of the body. And you have a mind, which is your thoughts and beliefs. And you also have a soul, which is the eternal part of you. So if someone's coming to me for medical intuitive reading about pain or suffering, I look at all five levels. What's going on with you on your physical, on your energetic, on your emotional, mental, and spiritual? And this is also how I wrote the book. So you can pick up my book, The Difference Between Pain and Suffering, my sixth Amazon number one best-selling book. You can pick up this book and say, you know, I'm already doing those exercises, or I'm already eating pretty well. But, you know, what are the emotions behind this? What are my thoughts that are contributing to my suffering? So you can, it's a very user-friendly book. I'm a real practical person. I love to share useful information. And it's really a handbook that anybody can use to get out of pain and suffering naturally without drugs.
That's wonderful. Thanks. And while you're talking, I'm thinking, in some ways, pain is created by suffering.
Absolutely. Yes.
And right. And then you might ask, oh, not you, but people might ask, well, then what kind of suffering creates pain? And what I'm looking at is the suffering of not, of having these, what I've learned calling them like micropsychoses, different parts of us that can't love ourselves completely. And in those places that we can't love ourselves completely, we're not whole. And in those places we're not whole, we suffer. And so therefore, that those gaps in our wholeness is where we end up tripping on ourselves and creating some sort of pain.
Well, I love talking with like-minded people, Peter. And the way I look at it is, in my understanding, is that your soul controls your mind controls your emotion controls your energy body, and your energy body controls your physical. Now, but by the time you have a pain in your body, okay, whatever's been going on, this energy has literally been moving into your physical. And when you want to release it, you've got to move it out, back out that way. You've got to move the physical pain through the energy body, through your emotions, through your mind, and through your soul. And that, my experience as a medical intuitive healer, is that when you work on all five levels, you supercharge your healing, and you can get over all kinds of things in a really quick, easy way.
That's great. Well, one thing I've learned is that information heals. And so you're loaded with information. And so, you know, I'm going back through this these categories to really understand, because if we, in a sense, we can say, well, then I'm going to be able to blame my soul. Because it starts where it starts. So then we're, you know, so then how do we work at that level of healing to understand our soul journey that brings us through these limitations that end up needing you?
You know, I think, Peter, you and I are in agreement about that, because once you understand that the soul level is the most powerful level at which to do personal healing, then that's where most of us can spend a good amount of time, right? So how do you work on the soul level? Well, here's some good places to start. The first place to ask yourself is, do you believe that you actually deserve to get better?
I think yes, you have a chapter in there. You have lists of so many ways that we don't want to get better. So let's talk about that.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's what falls under the category of payoffs. So in my mind, there's 25 different payoffs that people have.
It's a lot,
you know. And, you know, I'm a big believer in compassion and also a sense of humor. And so you have to ask yourself, hey, what is my evil twin really up to? You know, why do I really think I have to go to 30 doctors? Am I too special to get better? Am I trying to get attention? Am I addicted to depression and anxiety? What is going on with me? So you've got to, you know, look at that. But going back again to that soul level, do you truly believe that you deserve to get better? Do you also believe that you're good enough? And myself, probably like you, Peter, I'm a major believer in forgiveness and the extreme power of forgiveness. And yeah, so once you forgive yourself, then it's easier to forgive others. Once you accept the forgiveness of God, then it's easier to forgive yourself. And again, when you work on that soul level, that's going to filter down on every other level.
And you have a chapter about self-compassion.
Yes, absolutely. You know, and, you know, when you are hurting, that's a really good time, you know, to be kind to yourself. Even if you just start by asking yourself a simple question, how can I be kinder to myself, right?
Yes, for sure. You know, I think everybody can work on that.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, because pain and suffering is something that happens to us on an ongoing basis, you know, as long as we're alive and have the privilege of being in this body in this lifetime, you know, we want to approach our aches and pains with compassion and with a true spirit of self-inquiry. So,
well, Right. And I think what's important is that people listening to the show are people who want to be responsible because they're listening to us. And there's so much in your book also about how to be better at being responsible for yourself, including all these exercises and foods and vegetables and fruits. And you even have a chapter on which fruits and vegetables juiced are really helpful for different ailments.
Yes. And you know, if you were going to ask me, okay, quick and dirty, if you're listening and you're in pain, what do you do? Well, first thing you want to do on a physical level, you want to eat an anti-inflammatory diet. And I have a chapter in the book called Nobody in Their Right Mind Eats Cats. Okay. So I was trying to come up with a good way to explain this to my clients. And so I came up with this great sentence, nobody in their right mind eats cats. Well, what are cats? Cats are foods that cause inflammation in the body. So if you have pain, by definition, you have inflammation. So you can turn up or turn down your own inflammation by what you eat and what you don't eat. So cats, caffeine, alcohol, tobacco, sugar, these are all pro-inflammatory foods. And then what I refer to as the friends of cats, fried foods and gluten. Now, just like actual cats, if you think you're in charge of cats, you're wrong.
Okay, right, true.
Cats, yes, you're not
in life.
No. So what you want to do is you want to focus on an anti-inflammatory diet. So what is that? Like Peter said, juices, smoothies, distilled water, fruits and vegetables, right? Eating good fat in your diet.
Right. And I've had to really focus on that because of my blood type. I found out not long ago, even though I've been dealing with it, with the same blood type all my life, of course, that I'm an AB blood type, and we have 26% more inflammation in our systems than any other blood type.
Wow, very interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's been an uphill battle, and I'm very strict about taking care of it properly.
Yeah. So if somebody's going to come to me and they've got pain, I'm going to start by, you know, talking to them about the cats and about their diet. Now, the second thing I'm going to do is I'm going to just find the emotion, all right? So the thing about emotion that's so interesting, as I'm sure you've experienced also, Peter, is that until and unless you resolve the emotional issues that are causing the suffering and the pain, you're going to be running around constantly trying to make yourself feel better. So I have a good story about this. So probably about 3 years ago, I was in the process of breaking up with my fiance. And anybody's ever broken up with anybody, you know, there is no more painful experience. It's just, maybe there is, but it's pretty painful whenever you go through a breakup. And I was practicing my yoga and I was doing a full back bend, a wheel. I come out of the wheel and I look over at my left wrist. And I had a huge bump on my left wrist, a ganglion cyst, and it hurt like the dickens. It was like, oh man, it really hurt. Well, anyway, what was the emotion behind that? The emotion was resentment. So I found a flower essence, Dagerhagia, by Australian Flower Essences. And I started taking Dagerhagia to resolve my resentment. And the pain in my wrist went away. And so it was really interesting. I went through a bottle of Dagerhagia and I thought, I must be over it by now. So I ran out of the Dagerhagia and sure enough, the pain in my wrist came back because I hadn't fully processed out all of my resentment. So started on my second bottle of Dagerhagia. Because, you know, we're all human, even those of us who do natural healing. But by working through the point is by working through the emotion, I eventually got rid of the pain. And that's why whenever you have a pain anywhere in your body, you want to just ask yourself, what's this about? What emotion have I not resolved in myself? And Yeah. What's your thoughts on that, Peter?
Well, I'm just thinking how you talk about making figure eights. So maybe that helps too.
Yeah, absolutely.
With our fingers drawing a figure eight over whatever pain we have is pretty cool.
Yeah, figure eights is very cool. Figure eights is like an energy band-aid, if you will. Another story, years ago, I was out and I broke in the woods and I broke my finger. So you're out in the woods, there's no band-aid, there's no, you know, ER, there's no doc in the box. So what do? You literally make a figure eight with one of your hands over the affected area. And it's really interesting to make a figure eight because you sort of sense in which direction to go, but you're making a figure eight pattern and you'll feel the energy throbbing and gradually releasing. So when you stub your toe or whack your knee, immediately start doing an energy eight over the area and you'll be amazed how quickly it resolves.
That's so wonderful to know. So it really is about having tools, how many tools you can come up with, including flower essences and all kinds of vibrational tools. I also use algorithms that you speak, numbers that have power in the energy field. And so it's all about working the energy field to our favor.
Yeah, I totally understand and agree with that. And the reason that works is that all illness and all disease, no matter what, whether you have a cold or cancer, all illness is slowed down vibration. Now you've experienced that already. If you're listening, you've experienced that. Have you been to a hospital or a nursing home? A nursing home is a great example of that, where the energy is so slowed down. You're in there for like 5 minutes and you think that you've been in there for 5 hours.
It's amazing the different energies you have in places where there's a physical depression and emotional depression, of course.
Yeah, good point. And all healing happens when you shift the energy. So when you put yourself in an energy field of unconditional love in an uplifting environment, almost anything can be healed, right?
Right. Well, I look at a depression as coming from the inability to initiate. Anytime we feel stuck, it could be physical stuck, emotional stuck, life circumstances stuck. And so the way to get out of depression is to initiate something. And if you know how to work with energy, you start initiating energy and raising the frequencies in some way, in some form. It could be many different ways of doing it. So many, it's endless actually.
yeah.
And you have so many ideas. You're somebody, you're just so fertile with a zillion ideas all the time.
Well, you know, I really love to learn and I've practiced natural healing full time for 25 years. So I do have a lot of information. That's why I've published 8 books.
Well, it's more than that. It's, you know, we can have information that just slips by us, but you know how to embrace it and have stories about it.
Absolutely. Well, what I like to do, probably like you, Peter, when I'm talking to any client, I tune into that individual and figure out what will work to help you be better.
So sure.
For example, if you have high blood pressure, there could be 30 different things that could work to lower your blood pressure, but what 2 or 3 things are going to be most helpful for you?
Right. And what's interesting, because I also operate in the same way, when we talk about tuning in, what does that mean to anybody when you say tuning in? Because we all have different methods of tuning and how to use it. But when we're intuitive, we tune into a higher knowing that's not in our brain. It's beyond our brain. And so the tuning in is really asking for higher guidance in ways that we have no idea what we're going to hear.
Absolutely. You know, one of the people that I studied with years ago said it really the best. She said, the most important thing is to show up and get out of the way. And by getting out of the way, what she was referring to, get your ego out of the way.
And our minds, get our ego, our minds out of the way, which thinks we know something. Because there are so many people that I've talked with who attempt to be intuitive or whatever. And I'm listening to them and I'm hearing that they've got a shtick going. That, you know, they can't get out of their way because they're promoting something. They're trying to get you to convince you about something that their mind thinks is right. But it's biased. It's biased thinking. So the only way to really be a pure intuitive is to not have any opinions.
We have so many areas of agreement, Peter. I'm just laughing.
Yeah. I know I can talk, you know, and yes. I know who I'm speaking with. So
You know, the way I like to put it is, it's like if I'm reading somebody, it's like I have to read your book. I'm not reading my book. I'm reading your book.
Yeah. Well, I'm writing a book right now, but it's not, I don't know anybody outside of my family will be interested because it's my autobiography. But that's why I'm writing it. And I guess at some point it'll be edited down and I'll infuse it with my teachings and et cetera. But at first, I'm just so happy to talk about all these decades of interesting stories. So it's different because you're much younger than I am, and so you're still at a stage where you have so many decades in front of you. I hope I do too. I'm hoping to live to 100, but you know, we have decades in front of us that you have so many more books to share with people.
Thank you. I certainly hope so. And you know, I think that when you live an intuitive life, a really important question is, you know, a question that we can all ask ourselves is, what actions can I take now for the highest good, right?
Right.
So when you do all thinking and you think, you know, how can I live my life for the highest good? How can I do my business for the highest good? You know, how can I write for the highest good? What can I open my mouth to say for the highest good?
Right. And that's why we do radio shows. That's why I have you as a guest.
Yeah, absolutely. So at any rate, again, one of the things, going back to pain and suffering, when we hurt ourselves, pain really slows everything down. And you tend to feel stuck, like Peter mentioned. And so, again, if you can simply put yourself into action and ask yourself, what steps would I be willing to take to feel better, right?
Right. And so many people limit their steps for many reasons. Like, for instance, you and I, for many people, are their secrets. They don't want to tell their family or friends that they work with a medical intuitive. They want to, you know, their friends and family want to know they've gone to see their doctor and their doctor prescribes this and wants them to take that, and that's the end of it.
Right. And, you know, my father's a doctor, my brother's a doctor, my uncle was a doctor, my grandfather was a doctor, my great-grandfather was a doctor, and I'm a medical intuitive. And so what I say to people is, I have great respect for the medical profession. They are our friends. And, you know, they can really help us tremendously. However, most of my clients, probably like yours, they've already been to the doctors. They've been to the physical therapist, the psychiatrist, the psychologist, the shaman, and massage therapist and personal trainer.
We're the last resort.
Exactly. And so just realize that if you're really stuck, it's because you're missing something on some level that you're not able in this moment to see.
Right.
And, you know, when you work with somebody.
But that's being wise enough to know that's the problem. Go ahead. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. So, you know, if you've worked with the doctors for a year and nothing's getting better, well, then maybe it's a problem that is not actually medical.
Right.
You know,
or then again, we can redefine what medical intuition means, is that we're not replicating the doctors. We're seeking the deeper soul answers that have to do with the energy field and, you know, all the holistic applications.
Yes, I completely understand. And again, we want to have compassion for the doctors. They are doing their best. My brother, who's an ophthalmologist, I love him. He's brilliant. He sees 50 to 60 people a day.
Wow.
He's, you know, he as wonderful as he is, he doesn't take the time that I do with people, communicating with them, listening to them, explaining things to them, and helping you to have compassion for yourself in a way, and to see yourself in a way that maybe you have not ever seen yourself before.
Exactly. So it's the deeper stuff that people want to learn about themselves to help themselves.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And that's why they're listening to this show.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we're getting near the end, and I want people to know how to find you. You have a website, right?
Yeah. So you can, I've got a couple of websites, actually. KatherineKerrigan.com. My name is CatherineKerrigan. KatherineKerrigan.com. UnlimitedEnergyNow.com. And I'm the host of the Natural Healing Show for UK Health Radio. You can watch the archives on YouTube. And so lots of information on YouTube. Because I really want to empower people and teach you how you can heal yourself. And the biggest thing about natural healing, I think, is that it helps you to put the power back with yourself, so that you realize that you can help yourself feel better. And when you realize that you get to choose how you feel mentally, physically, and spiritually, you no longer feel stuck. You have action steps to take. And even if you can reduce your pain, even just a little bit, that self-empowerment is really, really helpful.
That's wonderful. Catherine, thanks so much for being a guest on Energy Stew. It's so great to talk with you. And this is Peter Roth, your host of Energy Stew at PRN.FM. I can be reached at Peter at HeartRiver, HEARTRiver.org, or 212-222-7748. I'd love to hear from you, and thanks so much for listening. Thank you.